Ezekiel chapter 24 today. Father, we pray that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. You can turn in your Bibles, if you are able, to Ezekiel chapter 24. And we will begin our study in verse 1 and go through this entire chapter. We begin with the parable of the boiling pot, beginning in verse 1, which reads again, "In the ninth year, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, It is January, 588 B.C. God spoke to Ezekiel, whom he refers to as Son of Man, in verse 2. Son of Man, write the name of the day, even of this same day. The king of Babylon set himself against Jerusalem this same day, and utter a parable unto the rebellious house, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Set on a pot, set it on, and also pour water into it. Gather the pieces of flesh into it, even every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder. Fill it with the choice bones. Take the choice of the flock, and burn also the bones under it, and make it boil well, and let them boil its bones in it. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God, Woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is in it, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece. Let no lot fall upon it, for her blood is in the midst of her. She set it upon the rock, the top of a rock. She poured it not upon the ground to cover it with dust, that it might cause fury to come up to take vengeance. I have set her blood upon the top of a rock, that it should not be covered." In other words, Jerusalem's sin was blatant, and it was open to God. So God says that her judgment will follow suit. It will be very public, and it will be very open and apparent as well. 9. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Woe to the bloody city! I will even make the pile for fire great. Heap on wood, kindle the fire, consume the flesh, and spice it well, and let the bones be burned. In other words, the judgment, which has already begun, is going to be very severe. 11. Then set it empty upon the coals, that its bronze may be hot, and may burn, and that the filthiness of it may be melted in it, that the scum of it may be consumed. She hath wearied herself with lies, and her great scum went not forth out of her. Her scum shall be in the fire. Notice what God thinks of sin. It is scum. Jerusalem chose to believe lies instead of the word of God because she loved her sin. Didn't want to hear the word of God. Wanted to hear pleasant things. Pleasant things that rubber stamped her sins. Well, now they are paying for that. Her lies that she loved so much are now wearying her. 13. In thy filthiness is lewdness, because I have purged thee, and thou wast not purged. Thou shalt not be purged from thy filthiness any more, till I have caused my fury to rest upon thee. If filthiness, if sin, is not purged by repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, then it will be purged by judgment. 14. I, the Lord, have spoken it. It shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare, neither will I relent. According to thy ways and according to thy doings shall they judge thee, saith the Lord God. It was too late to repent and too late to save the nation. 15. Also, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shalt thou mourn nor weep, neither shall thy tears run down. Ezekiel's wife was going to die, and this would be a sign to the Jews who have been exiled to Babylon. Because, notice verse 17, God says to Ezekiel, your wife's going to die. He says, forbear to cry. Make no mourning for the dead. Bind thy turban upon thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet, and cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of men. And what he is saying is, don't mourn. Ezekiel is told that he cannot show any of the usual signs of mourning, which is what these things were. 18. So I spoke unto the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died. And I did in the morning as I was commanded. And the people said unto me, wilt thou not tell us what these things are to us, that thou doest so? The people couldn't understand why Ezekiel was not mourning, but they figured it had some sort of prophetic significance because it was so unusual. 20. Then I answered them, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, speak unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the excellency of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pitieth, and your sons and your daughters, whom ye have left, shall fall by the sword. And ye shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of men. In other words, you shall not mourn. And your turbans shall be upon your heads, and your shoes upon your feet. Ye shall not mourn nor weep, but ye shall pine away for your iniquities, and mourn one toward another. The exiles were not to grieve over the destruction of Jerusalem. It was the righteous wrath of God in action because of her many sins. 24. Thus Ezekiel is unto you a sign. According to all that he hath done shall ye do. And when this cometh, ye shall know that I am the Lord God. Also, thou son of man, shall it not be in the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that upon which they set their minds, their sons and their daughters? The holy temple was their strength because it represented God in their midst. But since Israel had forsaken God, the temple would be destroyed as well. It just became a hollow shell without God. So the symbol would be taken away. 26. That he that escapeth in that day shall come unto thee, to cause thee to hear it with thine ears. In that day shall thy mouth be open to him who is escaped, and thou shalt speak, and be no more dumb, and thou shalt be a sign unto them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And so after Ezekiel announced the doom of Jerusalem, he would say nothing else until the messenger arrived from Jerusalem, announcing that the city indeed had been destroyed. And we leave it there. And we will do Ezekiel chapter 25 next time. Thanks for spending this time with me. Until next time, Michael Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.